Today's Shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Rava Amma. The Gemara had asked a question. As we began to discuss at the end of our previous Shir, as we will Mitzvashem discuss extensively in today's Shir, in the time of Chazal, they were quite concerned about Zugus. Zugus means anything done in pairs. And therefore the Gemara asked, how could have Chazal made a rule that we should have Arba Kaisis, dealt four cups of wine, are four cups of wine Zugus? So the Gemara had answered that the reason there isn't such a strong concern is because the Leil HaSeder is the Leil Shemurim. Leil HaMeshumer Lubar Menazikin. It's a night that we need not be concerned about Mezikin. Now the Gemara begins today's Shir with another Teretz. Rav Amar Rava suggests Kaisel Bracha, the third cup of the Dal Kaisis Mitzdarf L'Toiva, it's included, but it's only included in the count L'Toiva, only when it's going to be used for the purpose of not having Zugus V'Ein Mitzdarf L'Ra. But if you drink a fourth cup afterwards, it's not going to be counted as if you had an even number of cups. And as the Miri explains, he says that the first three cups of wine that we drink at the Seder are really one series of cups, because they're all the cups of wine that we drink before the Suda. The fourth cup is a separate count, because the fourth cup is a cup that we drink after the Suda. And what the Gemara means to say, explains the Miri, that since these two cups are consumed in two different parts of the Seder, two very distinctly different parts of the Seder, that's why these cups, the fourth cup, does not combine with the third cup. Gemara gives another teretz. Ravina suggests, Arba Kasi Tukir Rabbanan. Chazal said that we should drink four cups of wine by the Seder, Derech Eris. The Dal Kais that we drink all represent Derech Eris. Kol Chad V'Chad, each one of these Dal Kaises, Mitzvah Pei Nafshehu, is a separate mitzvah. And since each one of these Kaises represent a separate mitzvah, so therefore there's no issue of combination, that we're combining all these Kaises, that we should have an issue of Zugus. So from points out the Rishash, the way we learn Pshat in the Gemara, it seems that the Dal Kaisis, the four cups of wine that we drink by the Seder, we are to look at each Kais as a separate mitzvah, because that's what the Gemara seems to say, that each Kais is to be viewed separately, and therefore there's no combination that would achieve a problem of Zugus. The Chiddush Rebbeinu David disagrees, and he says that the Dal Kaisis Mak V'Zu Azu. Chazal established a mitzvah that by the Seder we should drink Dal Kaisis, and if you drank less than Dal Kaisis, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So I saw that the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh actually says that when we speak about the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis, there are two separate mitzvahs, the two separate concepts. One is that we should drink four cups of wine, Derech Eris, as we keep on repeating in our Shiurim, that the Dal Kaisis that we drink by the Seder represent the Derech Eretz. And the second mitzvah is that there's a separate mitzvah done on every one of the Dal Kaisis. So, says the Mikroi Kodesh, there could be, as far as the mitzvah, that Chazal said that we should drink Dal Kaisis by the night of at the Seder to show Cheres, one doesn't fulfill that mitzvah unless indeed he drinks Dal Kaisis. But regarding the second aspect, that in every cup of wine, a separate kais, a separate cup of wine is drunk, that maybe you fulfill that mitzvah, each kais independently. So we learned in the Braisa, when we spoke about Zugos, lo yasa trach of trei. A person shouldn't have relationships twice because of Zugos. But ask the Gemara, why is there such a concern? Amai nimlechu, when he did the first time, he wasn't thinking about the second time. So the two acts are not connected. So why are they considered one set that there should be an issue of beer? So, issue of Zugus. Answers the Gemara, I'm a bayi hachakama. Lo yechol trei v'lo yishta trei. A person shouldn't eat anything, a pair of anything, or drink a pair of anything. And then, because if he did so, lo yas tzrocha v'pil pamachas. After eating or drinking in a pair, he has to be very careful not to have relations, because by having eaten or drinking twice, he becomes in a situation of dimel cholish. He gets weakened because of the zugas, and therefore misra, he has to be careful about what he does after doing so. Tarabonin, hashoisa keflayim. If anybody drinks in pairs, dama b'roshay. If something happens to him, chas v'shalom, he will be responsible for what happened. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, emesai b'zman shaloi ro'a p'nei ashuk. If he didn't go outdoors between the two cups that he drank, avam ro'a p'nei ashuk. If he went out in between those two cups, harshus b'yodai, that going outside separates them, and he has nothing to worry about. Amar Rav Ashi chazinalei Rav Chananya b'bibi. I saw Rav Chananya b'bibi the kol kos on every cup that he drank have a nafik, because after shukah he would go outside and then come back inside, and he had no concern for zugas. V'loy amaron, however, says the Gemara, this concern is lotzis l'derech. If somebody's traveling, he has to be very careful not to have drunk zugas before he leaves. Ava besoy, if somebody's staying at home, loy, there is no concern. Omer Rav Zeira, and therefore says Rav Zeira, lishon, if somebody goes to sleep, that's putting himself in danger, and therefore it's considered kolotzes l'derech dami, like he's going out for a trip. Amar Papa, kolotzes l'beis akisei, somebody who goes to the bathroom also is in a situation of sakana, kolotzes l'derech dami, and has to be very concerned. In fact, based on this Gemara, the Mari Vail writes in the Tshuvas that when he went to sleep, if he ever went to sleep during the day, he didn't say, as is the minig, before we go to sleep at night, to say Krishma Lamita, but he did say the Perek and Tehillim of Yinoyam, because as Al Gemara showed, even sleeping by day can chas v'shalom represent a sakana. Ask the Gemara, or Beiseloi, is that true if somebody is at home, he need not be concerned? Ask them whether Rava Mani Kishure. Rava would count the beams. Every time he drank a cup of wine or anything, he would count the beams to keep track that he wasn't drinking zugas. Abaye kishos echad kosa. When Abaye drank one cup, mankele ime tre kosa basida. His mother, although many explain it really wasn't his mother, it was his nurse who raised him, because Abaye was a yosim, would have two cups prepared, so she didn't never come to a total, an even number. If he drank two cups of wine, his assistant would have another cup prepared, so it should be an odd number. And if he drank chat kos, if he only drank one cup, he would hold two cups in two hands to make sure that he never drank an even number of cups. So we see that even in the home, they were concerned for this. Answers the Gemara, Adam Choshev Shani. All these people were Adam Choshev. By Adam Choshev, the halach is different. Ama Ula, as Asara Kaisis, when you have 10, Ein Bem Shum Zugas. Now we have no concern of Zugas. And the Rashbam says, if by 10, our Gemara establishes that there's no concern of Zugas, certainly if you drank more than 10, once you drank more than 10, you have nothing to worry about. Asara kaisis ein b'shem zugos, because 10 is considered a new series. Ula tamei, because where does Ula come to this? Says the Gemara, Ula tamei, the Uma Ula v'amrli b'masnisatana, Asara kaisis tiknu l'chachomim b'es ha'evil. Chazal said the Rachman Flan in the Shiva house, they should drink 10 cups of wine. 3 before they ate, 3 during the meal, and 4 after the meal. Visak datach, says the Gemara, that Asar Kaisi Yesh Bem Sum Zugas, that there's a concern for Zugas, Hechi Kamin and Rabbanim Atikna Milsa Dosu De Sekona. Chazal were the ones that established that in the Beis HaOvel we should drink 10 cups. How could Chazal make a rule that could be a Sekona? Avotamna, says the Gemara, Yesh Bem Sum Zugas, now we have to be concerned of Zugas. The reason Chazal made a rule that in the house of an Ovel they should drink so many cups of wine, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tanu Sheicher La'ovid V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. The way to help a person deal with the terrible grief of a Patira is by giving him wine. Rav Chisda, Rabbi Rav Huna Damri Tavayu, Shalom, that the word Shalom, which is the seventh word in the Pasuk of Birkus Kahanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilech V'yosacham Shalom, the seventh word, L'mitayvim Etzdarf, L'ralim Etzdarf. So somebody drank seven cups, and now he's about to drink the eighth cup, and now eight is an even number, but because the seventh cup, the seven has such a positive connotation, we need not be concerned. Avashita, if you drink six cups, then the aloch is yesh ba mishum zugus. Then we do have to be worried about zugus. It's important to point out that all the mefarshim, in explaining this gemara, teach us that there are two separate concepts in halacha. There's a concept of zugos, where zugos, as we've been learning, could cause the mazikim to adversely affect the person. And then there's a concept of kshafim. When we learn in a gemara that under certain circumstances there is no concern for zugos, that's only when we speak about mazikim. But the for kshafim, in the time when there's a concern for kshafim, that applies even when there are no problems of zugus. Rav Yosef Amri Tavayu, that in the pasuk, in the second pasuk of Birkus Kahanim, Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chuneka. V'chuneka is the fifth word. So therefore he says, L'tayvim Mitzdarif. The fifth cup is L'tayvim Mitzdarif, L'rola Mitzdarif. That means if somebody drank six cups, he doesn't have to be worried. Av arba, but if you drink four cups, then yesh ben shum zugus, you have to be concerned. And then says the Gemara, Abai v'rova d'amri tavayu, since in the first pasuk of Birkus Kahanim, so there's only three words, yivarecha Hashem v'shmerecha. So again, the third cup, l'tayva mitzdarf, l'rala mitzdarf. And that means if somebody drank four cups, he doesn't have to worry, because the third cup, which is correspond to the third word of Yishmerecha, saves us from any problem. Vazarel Tavei, and Rava here is following his opinion. The Rava, when Rava had Talmid Chachamim visiting him, Dafkinel Rabbana Barbakosifs, after they drank four cups of wine, he would send them home. Vavagav Deix Rav Baralvoy, even though there was once an episode that after Rav Baralvoy drank four cups in Rava's home, he was actually in danger. L'chosh le'melsa. Rava didn't consider that a precedent that he had to be concerned to stop serving them four cups of wine. Damar hahu mishum da'osim apirkahu. The reason that happened to him was that he used to ask me a lot of questions in during the shir, which would be disturbing, I guess, to Rava and to the other Talmidim. And therefore, that's why he was put into danger. Moreover, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, we learned earlier in this year, and this concept keeps on coming up, that even if under normal circumstances, there's nothing to worry about, but an Adam Chashiv, a person who's an Adam Chashiv, the rules change. The Mashah explains, our Gemara before kept on saying, based on the amount of words in the Psukim of Birkus Kahanim, that is a way to prevent the problem of zugos. So Mashah explains that Birkus Kahanim has 60 letters. The reason it has 60 letters is because there's 60 Ruach HaTumah in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that corresponding to the Ruach HaTumah that there is in the world, there's a Ruach Tahara. So the first opinion says that only after we said all 60 letters of all three psukim or Birkus Kahanim, we don't have to be worried about the mazikim. The second opinion held that once we said two psukim, which represent the majority of Birkus Kahanim, we already don't have to be concerned. And the third opinion held that as soon as we say the word v'yishmerecha, yishmerecha means v'yishmerecha min mazikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us from the mazikim, we already have no reason to be concerned. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shed told me, Ashmedai Malka the Shida. Ashmedai is the king of all the Shenim, and Mamuna Akul Zugi. He's in charge of all the Zugas, and Malka and the king, Laikri Mazik. The king of the Mazikim doesn't make Hezek, and therefore you don't have to be so concerned about Zugas. Ikad Amrilal, how guys say, but others say just the opposite. Adraba, Malka Reschanahu, the king has a temper, man the boy of it, and because he's the king, he could do whatever he wants. Because we know that Allah is Shirei Melech Paris Gadol Lasus Loy Derech. The king could just make a road wherever he wants, and nobody could protest. So the king has this incredible power, and that's why we have to be very concerned about that. So I saw that the Sefer L'Horis Nosson quotes the Maril that Chodesh Nissan is also considered the Melech, the king of all of the other months of the year. And he says, actually, that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says regarding Chodesh Nissan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. He says the word Lochem is the same letters as the word Melech. And because Chodesh Nissan is the Melech, is the king of all the other months of the year, and our Gemara just taught us regarding the Melech, HaMelech, Pirates Geder, Lasses Loiderech, Vein Meichem B'yodai, nobody could get in the way of the king, and therefore that makes Chodesh Nissan so strong, and that's why he explains that Chodesh Nissan is the month where we had all the Nisim, Chodesh Nissan b'Nissan Nagalu u'b'Nissan Asidim lihigoyel. Amr Papa Amr Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shed told me the betray ketalinale, that if somebody drinks two cups, he has to be concerned that the mazikim will kill him. Ba'arba loy katlinin. He doesn't have to be concerned that he'll get killed. However, ba'arba b'mazakinan. He can get hurt. Betray, when he drinks two cups of wine, bein b'shogi bein b'mezid. It doesn't make a difference. He did it b'shogi b'mezid. He is in danger. Ba'arba, when he drank four cups of wine, b'mezid in. By b'mezid, he has to be concerned. B'shogi loy, he doesn't have to be concerned. Continues the Gemara, v'ishtali v'ikri v'nafek. If somebody forgot himself and he went out after drinking zugas, now ma'itakante, what should he do? Says the Gemara, zikna diyada diyamina, diyada desmala. He should take his finger from his right hand into his left hand. Zikva desmala biyada diyamina, and his left hand, the thumb of his left hand, he should put into his right hand. V'neima hocha, and he should say the following lachash. Now we're three altogether. And then the Ein Elyo explains what's the purpose of doing this. He explains, because as we have learned over and over in the previous year, we mentioned this, that the whole concept of Zugas and the reason why Zugas are a problem is because Zugas represent duality. And we believe only in one Hashem. By connecting and showing that there's an echod, by connecting our two hands with each other, representing the echod that we recognize, the yichud Hashem, we prevent the problem of zugas. Bishmele the Omar, if he hears, after saying what he just said, somebody saying, Atva noha arba, so that's obviously the shade looking to harm him, namely, he should say back to him, Atva noha chamisha. Vishmila, and if he hears the shade saying Atva no Shita, Namala Atva no Shiva, he should respond. Says the Gemara, have ofda, there was such an episode where somebody was left the home after drinking Zugas and he was very concerned and he did this with his thumbs and he said this lachash and the shade apparently kept on responding to him and he kept on going until he got to Mei V'chad, till he got to 101 and at that point Pakasheda, the shade exploded and he had no more ability to hurt him. Omar Meima, Omalei Rashtina the Noshim Kishvanias, the head of the women who do kishif. Haiman the Pogba Benoshin Kishvanis, somebody who meets these type of women, Nemahachi, Hare Khamima Bidakula Bazil for Maikanosh the Khashaya. Moist hat tsoya are prepared for you, the karka chayu, that will rip out your hair, parfa chayu, that they used to do kishif with breadcrumbs, and they will disperse those breadcrumbs with which you do kishif, ve'evdur tevonaychu, that the spices that they used for the kishif will be dispersed. The wind will blow away whatever incense you have. Noshim kesvanius, he says, you noshim kesvanius ad chanani v'chanachi. As long as minashemayim, they have rachmanos on me, and as long as I am worried about myself, loisisul goy, I never came close to you. Now that I am amongst you, the Chachanim Chachani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that what happened was the Rachmanis got cooled off and I need a big Yeshua. But Marova Lekabdi Azugi. In Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Makban and Zugis. Says the Rav Dimi Ma'adova, but Rav Dimi Ma'adova was very careful about Zugis. Says the Gemara, feel our Shuma de Chavita. When he would make marks on his barrels, he would be very careful never to make it in pairs. Have a Uvda. There was once a story, Opaka Chavita, and the barrel busted. I saw that the Sefer Pesach and Naim says that in Eretz Yisrael, there's less of a concern of Zugis than there is in Chutz Laretz. Says the Gemara, Kasher of Dimi Omar, Kalal the Masa, says the Gemara, what is the rule? Call the Kapid, whoever's concerned, captive by a day, then the Zugas have more of an effect on him. The Loi Kapid, and somebody who's not so concerned about Zugas, Loi captive by a day, they doesn't have to be so concerned. But always, says the Gemara, Mila Mechish Mibaye, we don't have to be so concerned. I saw that the Ramosha writes that this rule of called the Kapid is not only by Zugas, it's by anything that represents the Koyach Hara. He says, for example, regarding Ayin Hara, he says that an Ayin Hara is more effective against a person who's concerned about Ayin Hara than somebody who's not concerned. And in general, I saw the Mefarshim explains that the Zugas affects somebody because he thinks that they're going to affect him. And therefore, if he doesn't believe in them, then he doesn't have so much to worry about. Indeed, I saw that the Paiskim tell us that we find in many places that Locha doesn't concern themselves with Zugas. We know that the main rule, the original rule of lighting candles on Shabbos was to light two candles, Echa Keneged Zohar, Vech Keneged Shomer. Again, why did Chazal tell us to light two candles? Isn't that Zugos? But again, because it's a mitzvah and we're not so scared about it, we don't concern ourselves, we have less to be worried about. The same I saw is regarding Neiros Chanukah. Some of the nights of Chanukah, we light an even number of candles. And I did see that there are some that have a minig that on Chanukah we should never be left with a even number of candles. And sometimes we should light two shamosim to avoid the problem of Zugas. But of course, most Paiskim are not concerned. In fact, Taisus says that we're not so makbid on not so concerned about Zugas, because Taisus says that these Ruchais Ra, these Shadim, don't really appear bismaneinu as they appeared in the time of Chazal. The Ben Yoyada explains that the entire koyach, the entire power of the Sitra Acha has gotten weakened. And because they've gotten weakened, we don't have to be so concerned about Zugas. As we learned earlier in Eretz Yisrael, there's much less of a concern of Zugas. And on the contrary, in some places they do things dafka with Zugas, dafka in pairs, to show that Bizman Hazeh we need not be concerned. The Sefer Chassidim, however, unlike what we just quoted Ramosha in Simen Tof Nun Tes, seems to say that although the Gemara here is very clear that we're not makbid, if you're not worried about Zugas, you have nothing to be concerned about. He says that that doesn't necessarily apply to everything else that I mentioned in Shas, or everything else that's mentioned even in the Sefer Chassidim. Those things that we don't see explicitly, that Chazal said that we don't, if we're not concerned, there's nothing to be concerned about, we can't just make that that rule applies universally. Says the Gemara, Kiyasar of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Etzisot above Omar, Shtei Beim, two eggs, Shtei Gozim, two nuts, Shtei Kishum, two cucumbers, V'deva Echad, and a different type of fruit which is not identified, Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. There's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There's halacha l'moshe m'sinai regarding them. Umstapkul rabbanon, and Chazal didn't know why new davar achad. What is the davar achar? And because Chazal didn't know what the davar achar was, that's why Chazal said there's a concern of zugos. Goz rabbanon b'kula zugoy. Chazal said that we have to be concerned about zugos by everything because they did not know what the davar achar is. Says the Gemara furthermore. For hadamar, this that we said earlier in the shiur, on Amar Aleph, the Basara by 10, Betamya 8, Beshita by 6, Ba'arba by 4, Amem Shum Zugi, there's no concern for Zugas, Loyamar El Mazikim. That was only said regarding Mazikim, then in those circumstances there's no concern. Aval Inyan Kishafim, when it comes to Kishafim, Afilu Tuva Namichashinen, even by more than 10, Kishif could prevail. And the Gemara tells us a story. Kahuda Agavir the Garshal Visa. There was a man who divorced his wife, Ozla Insabal and Chavah. And this woman went and married the wine merchant. Kalyoyma Hava Ozla Shasi Chamra. Every day the first husband would come to drink wine in the store of the second husband. Have a Ka'avdalay Shafim. And the woman would try to do kshafim on her first husband. She could not prevail. He was extremely careful, the zuga, never to drink an even number of cups. One day he drank a lot of wine. And he lost count how much he had drunk. Until 16 cups, he was still clear-minded. And he was able to walk, be careful not to drink an even number. However, he no longer was clear-headed. And he was no longer careful. And therefore, he left this wine shop after having drunk an even number. He met this Arab merchant. I'm like Gavra Katila Ozel Haka. I see a person, the Walking Dead. Azel Chavkila Difka. This man went and leaned on a palm tree from after he heard what was said about him. Tzavach Difko, and the tree gave out a yell. Upaka who, and this man expired from this. There's a big discussion here in the Paiskim, in the Trumas Hadeshin, where if there was a man, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that a man and a woman who got divorced had to be very careful not to live in the same neighborhood. Does that rule apply even after the woman got remarried? The Trumas Hadeshin wants to bring a raya from our Gemara that there is no problem because we see that our Gemara says that they lived, that this the first husband came to the shop of the first husband. They obviously lived in the same neighborhood. The Taz says that it's not a raya. The Taz says that it could be that this person was doing the wrong thing. The Gemara is not here to teach us, says the Taz, if this is appropriate. He says it's actually usur for a first husband to in any way socialize with his, or come to contact with the first wife. The Gemara is saying that this is what happened, and the Gemara is teaching us that this person, the Gemara is trying to teach us the halacha of zugus, not that the Gemara is trying to teach us that this is in any way permitted. Amar Avir, Ka'aris, if somebody ate food from two plates, they can't kick us, we ate two loaves of bread, ain't by Mishim zugus. Klal de Milsa, Kol Shagamra b'day Adam, anything that's man-made, ain't by Mishim zugus. There's no problem of zugus. Gamra b'day Shemayim, if it's something that's made min hashemayim, b'mili mina d'meichel, different foods, chashina, we need to be concerned about zugus. So the Rishonim ask, the one of the things that we keep on discussing in our Gemara is drinking wine and zugus by drinking wine. Why is there a problem of zugus by wine? Isn't zugus gomrei b'day adam? It's man-made. The man, we have to squeeze the grapes and make the wine. So the Rishonim explain that even though we make the wine, but the wine is already there from the wine is already in the grape. The juice is already in the grape from before, and that's why wine is not considered gomer b'day adam. It's considered gomer b'day shemayim. Continues the Gemara. Chanus in a store emishum zugus, and there's two pshatim. Somebody drank in two different places. Those two cups don't combine for zugus, or if somebody drank it not in his home, he just drank in a temporary fashion, even though he drank an even number, there is no concern of zugus. Nimlach, if somebody drank one cup of something, and then he decided, and that was his decision to drink only one, and then he decided to drink another cup, so those two cups don't combine, and ain't but mishum zugus. Eirich, a guest. So a guest doesn't really know how much he's going to be served, therefore ain't mishum zugus, there's no concern of zugus. Isha, a woman, don't normally sit down to drink in a permanent fashion, and therefore there's no zugus when a woman is drinking emishim zugus. However, that's only by a regular woman, isha chshuva, that does sit down to drink, so she's treated like a man, and we have to be chashina for zugus. Amar of chinen bereid of Yeshua, asparagus. They had a drink that was called asparagus, which was made out of cabbage and wine. And they used to drink it for therapeutic purposes. If you drink an even number of cups, but one of the cups is asparagus, we don't have to worry about zugos. The ain mitzaref l'ra, but it doesn't create an even number. Amar vina, mishmei d'rav zuga l'chumra. If somebody has a question, if he drank zugos, that he has to drink another cup because he has to be sure that he didn't drink zugus. Vamalei, and some say, zugilakula, if he's not sure, he could be lenient and he doesn't have to be concerned. Amar Yosef, trei de chamra. If somebody drank two cups of wine, v'chad de shikra, and one cup of beer, loy mitzdarf, that cup of beer cannot create a situation that you don't have zugus, because the beer and the wine don't combine, and you drank two cups of wine. Trade the shikra, but if you drank two cups of beer, v'chad dechamra, and one cup of wine, mitztarif, the wine takes this, makes it be considered it's one set of three, and you don't have a problem. V'simonach, and to remember this halacha, the halacha is, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masech the Kalim, Perik Chavzayin, Mishnah Beis, that there are different shiurim for tumas medrash. We know under certain circumstances, there's tumas medrash, that if you sit on something, it becomes tumay. And different materials have different shiurim. The shiur by leather is chamish al chamish tfachim. The shiur by a mat is six tfachim by six tfachim. Teaches us the Mishnah there, zaklal kolam chubim menachom emeno. That means if you have a mappets, that's five tfachim. And connected to this maputz is leather, of tefach of leather, since leather is more chomer than maputz, because the shear by leather is a smaller shear than it is by maputz, as we just said. The shear by leather for tum is five tfachim. The shear by maputz is six tfachim. So the leather could combine with the maputz that we have now six tfachim. And therefore this piece of material would be tamei. Kamimenu, but let's say you have four tefachim of leather, and now you have a tefach of mappets. The mappets, which is not as chomer as the leather, because the shear of mappets is six tefachim, the shear of leather is five tefachim, tahar. The same thing here in our Gemara. Since wine is more of a significant drink than beer, the wine can combine with the beer to save us from a problem of zugas. But the beer, which is not as significant as wine, cannot combine with the beer the beer cannot combine with the wine to solve the problem of zugus. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Taka Kama, Trey Kama Taka, two cups that are drink before the meal, V'chad Ataka, and one that's drank during the meal, Mitztarfi could all combine to solve the problem of Zugas. Chad Mekama Taka, but if you had a cup of wine before the meal, and Trey Ataka, or two cups during the meal, Loi Mitztarfin, because it's the similar concept to the previous Gemara that we just learned. Wine that's drunk during the meal is more significant than wine that's not drunk during the meal. And therefore, the wine that is drunk during the meal could combine with wine from before the meal, but not vice versa. Ask the Gemara, Maskel or Mashasha, Otanal Takuni Taka Kabinin, do we have to worry about Zugis? The Takuni Gavrabinin. The issue is not that you drink the wine before the meal, that you drink the wine during the meal. The issue is that this person drink an even amount of cups of wine or an odd number of cups of wine. Gavra kamasak v'koy, and this person drank an odd number, and we should have no concern. With the kula alma, treya taka, two cups before the meal, two cups during the meal, v'chad l'basa taka, and one cup after the meal, Lloyd Mitztarfi, because the wine that is consumed after the meal is totally separate from the wine that is drunk during the meal, and therefore they cannot combine. Kia Maisa, and in fact, the Gemara reminds us of a story in Masechet Baba Metzia that Pei Vava Ben Aleph of Rabbi Ben Acheni. Rabbi Ben Acheni, they gave him to drink two cups of wine, and then they took the table away, and because he had drank an even number Because he had drunk an even number of cups, he was affected by Zugash. And they asked him, what should we do to solve this problem? So he said, bring back the table. And by bringing back the table, we know, we learned in this parak, that in there, that by them, there was Akiras HaShochen. They used to take the table away. So he said, bring back the table. So that means that the meal is continuing. Give me another cup of wine, and that will solve the problem that now we have three cups, an odd number. Amar Yudam Shmuel, kol ha-mozug, any beverage which is diluted, if you drink two diluted beverages, or more than two, if they're both diluted, they could combine for the issue of Zugas, whether there will be Zugas, or to save you from Zugas. Chutz minamayim. Water is not, water does not combine with wine. Yudai mafil mayim, even water can combine. Amra papa loya marin, ela meimil gai, chamimil gai kriri. The dilution was by putting hot water into cold. Kriri gai chamimi, or cold water into hot beverage. A chamimil gai chamimi, the kriri like kriri, that's not considered mozuk. And they don't combine.